Hello, everyone. My name is Isaac Reyes, and I'm your host of this amazing podcast, which is the Hero Podcast, the human podcast where you become a great, better, and successful human being. That's the main goal, purpose of this podcast. But anyways, this episode is not about that. This episode, it's mainly just to talk about something that I have going on in my mind today. Today is Sunday for me. It's a Sunday. It's 8:53 minutes, to be exact, in the evening. And right now I'm just thinking, as I'm getting into my car to drive home from my girlfriend's house, the fact that I have a great car today. And you may be thinking like, oh my God, what am I even hearing right now? Like, is this an improvement podcast and I'm hearing about this material stuff? Or, you know, those kind of things. Well, yeah, but hear me out, friends, because this is not actually related to the car at all, or to materialistic things. I mean, in a sense, it is, but at the same time, it's not, because I was just getting into my car and walking right to it. I saw it, and you know, I just got this memory of when I thought that having a car like the one that I have today would suffice and would be enough for me to be happy, you know, to be content, to be like, well, I was thinking like previously, like last year, maybe, when I have a car like that, I'm gonna be like happy, you know? I'm gonna be like good enough. And not because the car makes me something, you know? Not because the car or the materialistic thing makes me something else as a person, but, you know, just to be in my mind like well and content and happy and overall more calm compared to the other car that I have in the past. So that thought came right into my mind right now, and I was like, well, it's funny because nowadays I'm thinking about other cars, and I'm thinking about, well, what's next? What's my next big purchase? Or what's my, like, how, what can I do in order of, like, in terms of money, in terms of work, in terms of what can I do with my actual car, if I should sell it, if I should, you know, give it in exchange for another one. I don't know, like, lots of things happen through my mind nowadays, and I'm just like looking at other cars, desiring more, and I don't feel like that's a bad thing. But at the same time, it's like opening my eyes right now to the moment where it's like, when is it gonna be enough, you know? Like, when is it gonna be like the perfect car, or the perfect house, or the perfect clothing, you know? Like, we always want more. We always desire more. And as I mentioned, like, that's not a bad thing. Like, being ambitious is great, and being hungry and not being like satisfied, you know? But at the same time, it's like almost exhausting at times, where it's like, well, will it ever be enough, you know? Like, will it ever get to a point where I actually truthfully feel as content and as happy as I can be with all the things that I have? Of course, there are all these moments, like right now I'm having one, and I'm thinking, I'm grateful enough that I have this car that I have right now, that I have today. I'm grateful that I accomplished my goal of getting this second car in my life and having something better, something that gives me more peace, because the one that I had it back in the day would give me so many problems and all of those things, you know? I'm so grateful for today. I'm so grateful for all the things that I have. But at the same time, it makes me question, like, well, why do I want more? Of course, there are always more things and better things, and I don't know. But it also makes me wonder, will the day that I have everything that I want, will the day that I become truly successful in my own terms be actually enough? You know, all these questions come up to my mind today. And as I mentioned, today is not really an episode to talk about truths or to talk about facts or to, you know, recommend specific things to you guys or whatever. No, today is just one of those days where I'm like having these specific thoughts, and I just want to share these episodes where these thoughts come to my mind and maybe open up a conversation with you guys down in the comments, wherever I'm posting this, if it's on YouTube, if it's on Spotify, if it's on wherever it is. I know in Spotify you cannot comment, actually, but, you know, wherever the platform is, we can always open up a conversation, tag each other, hashtag this specific episode, and maybe talk about it in social media, specific platforms, wherever it is, just to ask you the actual question of where do you guys think, where, when, and what and how do you think it will be actually enough for you? For you in specific and for you in individual terms, you know? Because that's another thing that we could also wonder and think about. The fact that we guide ourselves every day by people's opinions in so many ways that it's like so unuseful, you know, like it's useless, it's tiring, it's pointless, to be honest, because at the end of the day, and that's something that we must all know, and you already know probably, is that comparison with other people is pointless. And the real comparison that should be happening, if there is any, is with the person that you were yesterday. So yeah, like, I guess conclusion of this episode, of this thought, of this random Sunday today, is the fact that we just gotta be grateful for today, you know, for the things that we have today, for the life that we have today, for the materialistic things, especially, of course, if we are living a good life, you know, like, you know, when you are living a good life, a good moment, or at least when you're good enough, when you're not having like actual problems, you know, like actual life or death problems, or medical situations or family situations, you know, like if you don't have any of those and you're just struggling with the day-to-day issues that may arise, with the debts, with the, you know, finances and all of that shit, well, I guess in the end all of that happens to everyone, even to the richest. So in the end, as we all know, we don't take any of that to the grave. We don't take any of that after we pass on. So why should we even worry about it today? You know, like, of course, it's important to get to a certain point where we're stable enough and stress-free and carefree, you know, when we are good, when we feel excellent with ourselves and with our lives and what we have. But at the same time, it's like, if it's not causing you greatest problems, if it's not a life or death type of situation, then go on. You are doing something already in order to solve that situation. And if not, then you just should put action into it and it will eventually solve. But otherwise, like, I don't know, I may be thinking too much of as a hippie right now, you know, too careless, too, I don't know, with this liberal type of mindset. But at the same time, it's like, just, we have to take this moment sometimes to chill, to breathe, and to be grateful for everything that we have today, and for the situations that we have lived in the past, either good or bad. If it's a good thing, then great. If it's a bad thing, then it's also great, because it probably made you come to the point where you are today and become the person you are today. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, any of those situations made you the person you are today. And if you feel good with yourself and you feel you're a good person today, you are like doing your best day to day, then my friend, you're on top of the world. You just need to realize it, and realize that the actual thing that changes our day-to-day basis, it's our perspective. And if you have a great perspective towards life, towards your work, towards your job, towards your goals, and whatever it is, your family, your finances, your situation, etc., if you have a good and positive perspective in all of those things, then life is gonna be good, you know? Life's gonna be great. It's just like the other day. I don't know if you guys knew already this about me, but I work as a server at a restaurant at the moment. I'm looking for other options of job. I'm looking for something that relates to my career, to my course program, you know, to my college program, whatever. And I'm working the other day. I have this customer sitting at the table. I'm just about to greet them, and I say, like, hello, how are you? How are you guys doing? And it's a couple, right? So the guy tells me, well, I'm doing great. Like, it's another day, another interesting day, you know, or something like that. I can't remember the exact words he told me. But I was like, yeah, that's actually true. Like, every day it's interesting. Oh, I think he told me that. Every day is interesting. Whether it's good or bad, well, I guess that depends on you, but and your perspective. But at the same time, it's like, every day is interesting. That's true. That's actual facts. So, yeah, I was just grateful the other day of that guy telling me that and hearing that out. And that actually made my day a little bit different, a little bit better. And I was like, yeah, that's true. I actually love my job as a server, to be honest. Like, it entertains me, it's fun, it's exciting. It's like, of course, you always have the specific people, or they may have like specific situations, they may be having a bad day, they may be not in the greatest of moods, and you know, they may seem as a difficult customers. But in the end, I don't know, it's just excites me, it makes me, entertains me, it's interesting for me, and most of all, it's fun, you know? So, even while I'm looking for other options of work and other, you know, other things to do, jobs to pursue, or even my own projects to create, just as this one, then for the moment, I'm great. I'm doing great, and every day is interesting. So anyways, after that talk, after that Sunday thought, motivational thing happening in my mind, maybe not for you guys, or whatever, or maybe it was, I don't know, whatever it was, I just wanted to share it with you, and maybe, you know, make you think about all these things that happen through my mind right now, today, and, you know, realize that maybe that's what we all needed to hear today, you know, be grateful, be happy with today, be present, and of course, never stop dreaming, never stop pursuing your goals, your biggest goals, whatever it is, just go attack them every day, activity by activity, action by action, day by day, week by week, month by month, and you will get there eventually. Truthfully, honestly, I know that because I know you have the potential for it, and I know that if you are hungry enough, you will get there. So anyways, thank you for listening to this right now. Thank you for listening to me today. I hope this was something good in your day, and I hope you stay with me in the future episodes. So if you will, then please, I would like to invite you to subscribe, to follow, to do whatever it is in the platform we are you are listening to this, and yeah, I guess see you next time. Have a great evening, morning, night, wherever you are hearing this. Peace out.